thank you for the opportunity to present this testimony today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Ms. Loizom. The chair would now recognize Senator Bennett.
Madam Chair, if I may, I have just a handful of questions. I'd like to just pursue them all at once, if that's convenient for you.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. Ms. Loizom, congratulations on your nomination. You've been with the DEP a long time, and I appreciate your service. I've been very impressed, honestly, with your presentations before this committee, having just kind of met you in the last few weeks. I wanted to ask a couple questions relating to your testimony, which I appreciated. As a result of the pandemic and accelerated trends in the forest products industry, which is important to my district, there have been discussions on what the state can do to help companies convert operations into new products to help or help site and permit new investments in the state. I wanted to ask you, are you seeing such issues? And what are your thoughts about what the state and the DEP in particular can do to help rural Maine's economy recover?
Sure. Thank you, Senator Bennett. I think we are seeing permit applications from across the state. We have, fortunately, several of our former industrial sites that have some interest for redevelopment of those locations. And we've been working with the local municipal officials, as well as some of those potential permit applicants, to identify what kind of permits would be required and how the department would be able to process those applications in a timely way. I understand that timeliness is very important for investments in the state, and that's something that, as an agency, all of us in senior management are also committed to. We recognize that if we expect that applicants are going to meet our stringent environmental standards, we need to be clear with them about what those requirements are and help them understand them so that they're able to submit applications that can be processed quickly and effectively.
Thank you. I agree with you totally. You know, the legislature is very good at giving state agencies more work to do. And I'd like to know what we can do as legislators, in your opinion, to lighten the department's burden and to help you focus more resources on the issues you and your staff think are really important. Can you give us some suggestions along this line? For example, outdated reports to the legislature or duplicative permitting requirements, anything of that sort?
Sure. The legislature has been working with the department for several years now, trying to identify as many of those potentially unnecessary or too frequent reports. Many have been eliminated over the years. Only a few new ones have been created. And I think we've seen over time that hopefully the ones that are still required provide information that is helpful to you all, that address questions that come up perennially before the legislature. So that might be a metric to think about in terms of what kind of reporting frequency is appropriate. If you all are receiving those reports and you never read them, then is it really helpful for us to be sending them to you?
And writing them.
Yes, which does take some time. You might notice that some of our reports, if they're very data oriented, the text tends to be very similar year to year, and we try to streamline down the text and focus on the data, because that seems to be the most important. In terms of creating more work for the agency, sort of a similar view might be helpful. If you think about it in terms of what are true priorities, you know, from an environmental and public health perspective, I think that you'll see that the agency does not advocate very often before you all for something. We tend to focus our advocacy efforts on those things that we see as real issues that we're grappling with. And there are many other things that come up during a legislative session that are interesting or could be cool to work on or might be nice to have, but if we don't have the resources to implement those new assignments, then it means it takes away from other things. So I will try to be as quantitative and transparent with you all as I can, and I think everyone else from the agency will as well, but we'll try to identify for you what the costs are of the things that you're asking us to do. And then obviously it's up to you all to make decisions about how the state's resources are allocated.
Thank you. I see some of my colleagues have some questions, so maybe I'll just ask one more question, and then I'll retreat to my corner. Do you think the DEP Small Business Ombudsman Office is working well, and how might it improve?
I think that it is. We have two employees that are specifically assigned to that role. We have one who serves as the ombudsman that is required under the Clean Air Act, as well as our Director of Innovation and Assistance. Our ombudsman, I believe, is still getting dozens of calls a month. I haven't looked at her tally of them in quite a while, but I know that there are many businesses that do find their way to her. She has more experience with the agency than I do, and I think provides a helpful portal for those businesses trying to figure out who to talk to and what it is that they really need to do to interact with the agency. She's able to sort of be a liaison for them for that. And with our director of assistance, one of the things that we've asked him to do is reach out to some of our larger businesses and try to get from them a frank perspective on what it's been like to work with the agency, because it's helpful feedback for us to evaluate our programs and try to figure out better ways to do business that would be helpful for the regulated community.
Great. Thank you. And I wish you well in your new role, and I look forward to voting for your confirmation.
Thank you, Senator.
Representative Tucker.
You're muted, Representative.
Yep. You're still muted.
As a former agency chief myself, I sympathize with the position of department heads when they come before legislative committees. And of course, this is the divide between the legislative branch and the executive branch. Can we count on you to protect your department in situations where the legislature might be asking you to do stuff and you don't have the resources to do it? Will you be able to stand up to us and be honest about it and say, look, if you want this program, you have to give me 10 positions or 3 positions or whatever it is? I just want to make sure that in trying to be nice to the legislature, you end up taking on too much work within the department. Will you stand up for your department in that regard?
Yes, Representative, I most certainly will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Senator Carney.
Thank you very much, Chair. And welcome, Deputy Commissioner. I hope soon to be Commissioner Loizam. It's nice to see you today. Thank you for your presentation. I just want to express appreciation for your recognition that people come to Maine and live in Maine so that we can breathe clean air. And I know that you are aware of the emissions concerns in South Portland. And I think back when we were meeting in person, you perhaps even attended some of those meetings with the City of South Portland. I want to thank your department for the work that they have been doing, and also want to recognize that you have significant background in air quality and emissions, and I'm excited for you to bring that even more to bear in the work that the DEP does. Those are issues that are really important to my district. This is more of a thank you than it is a question, and look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Senator.
Are there any other questions at this time for Ms. Loizam? Okay, not seeing any. The chair will now take comments from persons attending this hearing who wish to speak for or against this nomination. Let's see. Let's start with Dr. Andy Smith.
Sorry, I've just joined for the next part of it, apparently prematurely, so apologies.
No problem. Missy O'Neill. Hold on, I'm matching my list to who's coming up in the... Sarah Woodbury.
Sure, thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Sarah Woodbury. I am the Director of Advocacy for Defend Our Health, previously known as the Environmental Health Strategy Center. Defend Our Health is a nonprofit environment and public health organization that believes that all people have the right to safe food and drinking water, healthy homes, and products that are toxic-free and climate-friendly. We support the nomination of Melanie Loizam as Commissioner of the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. Ms. Loizam is highly qualified for this position. As the Deputy Commissioner and now Acting Commissioner, Ms. Loizam has extensive working knowledge of many of the laws and regulations that DEP is responsible for implementing and enforcing. Her years of experience working at the DEP make her uniquely qualified for this position. In my personal experience working with Ms. Loizam, she has demonstrated professional integrity, honesty, and even-handedness. She's responsive and open to hearing multiple points of view. She is transparent and easy to work with, and even when we disagree, she is respectful and fair. We hope that as the commissioner of the DEP, Ms. Loizam will take the needed steps to move the DEP forward on several issues, even in the face of scarce resources. The DEP has a list of sites where PFAS-contaminated sludge has been spread. Those sites must be tested so we can assess the scope of contamination across the state. The Kids Safe Products Act was passed in 2008. Since its passage, there has been little action taken by the department to utilize the rule to protect children and families from toxic chemicals. We'd like to see the department use the force of that law to take bold action on toxic chemicals in children's products. And additionally, the Safer Chemicals Program was neglected under the LePage administration. We would like to see the program rebuilt in order to be able to fully address issues around toxic chemicals, particularly PFAS. We look forward to working with Ms. Loizam on these and other issues of mutual importance. Defend Our Health urges the committee to support the nomination of Melanie Loizam as Commissioner of the DEP. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Woodbury. And next up, Stephen Hudson. Mr. Hudson, welcome. Mr. Hudson, you're still on mute.
I'll unmute my video. I thought that I was at the beck and call of the committee here. Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the Joint Standing Committee of Environment and Natural Resources. I am Stephen Hudson, a resident of Wayne, Maine, and I'm a partner in the law firm of Pretty Flaherty, Beliveau, and Pacious. I am providing testimony today in support of the nomination of Melanie Loizam to the position of Commissioner, Department of Environmental Protection. While I have worked with numerous clients for more than two decades on matters before the department, I'm here today speaking on behalf of myself and the Pretty Flaherty Law Firm, as I have discussed the nomination with several of my partners who also interact with the department. My partners and I engage on behalf of numerous clients with the department at all levels within the department. While from time to time we disagree with department staff on regulatory and statutory interpretation, we all agree that the staff is uniformly dedicated to the department's mission. Ms. Loizam is an exemplar of this dedication in our view. She will serve the state well as commissioner. Ms. Loizam, in our experience, is intelligent, experienced, tough, and fair. She represents the interests of the state and the department first and foremost. She does so in a way that makes the department's rationale for its actions clear to all concerned parties. That is what both businesses and non-governmental organizations want from state agencies, and we hope that is what the legislature expects them to do. Ms. Loizam is an independent thinker, one who educates herself on as many important issues as she can in order to best serve the state. My experience is that when she makes a commitment, she works hard to deliver on it in a timely manner. When she disagrees with me, I get a prompt and thoughtful explanation that allows me to fully explain the department's thinking to my partners and clients. No one should expect a state agency head to agree with them all the time, but what we should be able to expect is timely responsiveness, thoughtful consideration, and detailed explanation. Such has been a hallmark of Ms. Loizam's time as part of the Mills administration, and we have confidence that it will remain so. For these reasons, I and my firm support Ms. Loizam's nomination and hope that you reach the same conclusion. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. And next up, we have Richard Campbell. Mr. Campbell? Mr. Campbell, you're on mute and your screen is off.
Let me see what I can do. Are you hearing me?
No, we can hear you. Yep. Okay. That's if you can't get the camera to work and you just want to share your words with us, that's fine too.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying to get the screen to work right now. No, it doesn't look good. Okay. Well, good day, all. My name is Dick Campbell, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I used to be someone who sat at the left hand of your esteemed House Chair, the good Representative from Brunswick, and I believe the ENR Committee to be one of the most important in the Maine legislature. Maine abounds with diverse natural resources. No other state is this fortunate. I built my career on passive solar energy efficient green building concepts for almost 50 years and truly appreciate Maine's environment and natural resources. The task before you today of confirming a new commissioner of DEP is of great importance. Over the last 29 years, there you are. Over the last 29 years of my service in and out of the legislature, I've watched as DEP commissioners come and go, imposing both good and bad public policy on our state and its citizens. During my last four terms, we've benefited from excellent leadership. I believe Melanie Loizom is the best of the best for the confirmation to this position. As Deputy Commissioner, I've always found Ms. Loizom to be accessible, knowledgeable, willing to listen to different perspectives, creative in employing and crafting laws in the best interest of the environment and the citizens of Maine. In the district I represented, District 130, Orrington and Bucksport, we've had many challenges from a mercury cleanup site and a closed paper mill to a waste energy plant, another energy plant, to two very different campuses with land for economic development and so much potential for the future of these two towns on the east side of the Penobscot River. The dynamic tension between those who wanted to overregulate these towns and those who live and work in the town was overwhelming. Deputy Commissioner Loizom has an amazing talent to understand the need to protect our environment and balance the incredible opportunities we have as a state. Her creative suggestions and guidance far exceeded the expectations of this ex-legislator and developer builder. Therefore, I wholeheartedly recommend you, the esteemed ENR committee, vote in favor of the appointment of Melanie Loizom as the next commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection, and would be happy to answer any questions. Sincerely, Hon Dick Campbell.
I believe Representative Gramlich has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell, for rejoining our committee. And as such, I anticipate that you will be delivering the traditional treats to the committee at some point.
I would love to. When we get together in person, I've already got them prepared.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. And next up, we have Pete Dittesheim. Welcome, Mr. Dittesheim.
Hello. Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and distinguished members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Pete Dittesheim. I'm the Advocacy Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine, and I'm pleased to testify today in support of Melanie Loizom as DEP Commissioner. Getting right to the gist of my testimony, I believe Melanie is the right candidate for the right job at the right time. And I say this for three reasons. First, she has the management experience to be successful. The role of DEP commissioner is a really challenging job. I think it's one of the most difficult in Maine state government. It involves managing an agency of some 370 employees who collectively administer the laws that protect the Maine's environment and are the laws that serve as the safety nets for our rivers, lakes, and streams and the quality of our air. They guide the cleanup of hazardous waste and brownfield sites. They protect public health from toxic air emissions and water discharges, and they govern the permitting of development projects to minimize harmful impacts. And increasingly, they provide for the regulation of greenhouse gas emissions to address the threat of climate change. The DEP commissioner must constantly balance the intertwined imperatives of protecting the environment and expanding our economy, enforcing Maine law while also encouraging environmental performance that exceeds the minimum standards of the law. The nominee before you is well equipped to be successful at this job because she's already performed these tasks in previous leadership positions with the DEP as the Bureau Director for the Air Bureau and the Bureau of Remediation and Waste Management, and two stints as Deputy Commissioner under both a Republican and a Democrat as Governor. Second, she has the relationships to be successful. With more than a decade of experience at the DEP, Melanie has worked with staff throughout the agency. Put simply, she knows who's on first. She knows who's on all the bases. Also, she knows and is known by business and municipal leaders, consultants and lobbyists, nonprofits and citizen groups, and key legislators, including yourselves. Since many decisions in the policy arena travel at the speed of trust, the relationships that Melanie already has will make a big difference in her ability to be successful as DEP commissioner. Finally, she has the nonpartisan disposition to be successful. It is not often that a governor of one party nominates for a senior position in their administration someone who has served in the administration of a previous governor from the opposing political party. Former Governor Paula Page did so in nominating Pat Kelleher in 2012 to serve as commissioner of DMR, and Governor Mills has done so in nominating Melanie Loizom for DEP commissioner. I see this as a testament to her strength as a candidate. It also demonstrates that Melanie does not view protection of Maine's environment as a partisan issue, nor should any of us. She's worked with Democrats and Republicans alike on issues of bipartisan interest to protect the air, water, land, and wildlife that all Mainers value, enjoy, and depend on, regardless of their political affiliations. For these reasons, NRCM strongly supports the nomination of Melanie Loizom to serve as DEP commissioner, and we urge you to vote unanimously for her confirmation. I'd be glad to offer any answers to any questions you may have.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dittesheim. And next up, we have Beth Ahern. Ms. Ahern, welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry, my testimony here that I'm going to submit, it says good morning. Good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I am Beth Ahern, Director of Government Affairs for Maine Conservation Voters, testifying in favor of Melanie Loizom for Commissioner of the DEP. Maine Conservation Voters works to make conservation a political priority and to build an inclusive democracy. As you've heard, Melanie has been the acting commissioner of the Maine Department of Environment under two governors, Governor Mills and Governor LePage, and I worked with Melanie during both administrations. It's fair to say that these governors held different ideas concerning the work of the department, and Melanie has taken the responsibility for the mission of the department, which is protection under each. It is high time for her to actually own the title for the job she has been doing, that of commissioner. Melanie has been with the agency for a long time, as you heard. She is infinitely qualified. She knows the department as well as anyone, possibly ever. She has performed her duties with intelligence, integrity, skill, and professionalism. She seeks to understand every issue thoroughly and gives honest answers to questions, no matter who asks them, and even if the answers are not the desired ones. I know. I had to laugh when Representative Tucker asked the question whether she would be able to protect the her department. She always assesses what work is being asked of the department and whether it can be done within existing resources or requires an allocation of more resources. While I respect this about her, she often says, Beth, what you want is going to cost another position or a half a position, and there's going to be a fiscal note. So I would really rather that she say, we can do it, but I totally respect that she protects her department and the job that it's always asked to do, and that we always want to heap more onto her. In sum, Melanie's infinitely qualified for this position, and I have every reason to believe she will be as good a commissioner as she has been an acting commissioner. Please recommend her confirmation unanimously.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ahern. And next up is Rob Wood. Mr. Wood, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, good to see you all today. My name is Rob Wood. I'm the Director of Government Relations and Climate Policy for the Nature Conservancy in Maine. We're a global conservation organization. Our mission is to conserve the lands and waters on which all life depends. I have partnered with the department over the years on a number of programs and initiatives. We contract with the department to administer the Maine Natural Resource Conservation Program, which is the state's in lieu fee wetland mitigation program. We also advocate for funding and provide direct funding for the stream crossing upgrade program that DEP administers that provides funding for culvert upgrades for municipalities across the state. And we also engage regularly in regulatory and policy issues that DEP is overseeing or putting forward. We're quite engaged in water reclassification with the department, and then also have had the honor of serving on the Climate Council, which the department co-chairs. And just wanted to make three kind of quick points for, you know, why we support Acting Commissioner Loy Zim for DEP Commissioner. We offer our full-throated support, and our staff have had the chance to get to know Acting Commissioner Loy Zim through these programs and initiatives that we undertake with the department. And in all of our engagements with the Acting Commissioner, we found her to be incredibly fair and even-handed, and at the same time, always faithfully carrying out the mission and the laws that the department the mission of the department and the laws that the department administers. Secondly, we found her to be a consensus builder while also advocating for strong protections for Maine's environment. So a case in point is the legislation that led to the Climate Council. Acting Commissioner Loy Zim played a really important role, I believe, in kind of putting forward ambitious and pragmatic emissions reduction targets that led to a strong bipartisan outcome and a Climate Council process that led to a strong climate action plan for the state. And then lastly, just to kind of echo, I think, what you've already heard here today, you know, it's really important that Acting Commissioner Loy Zim has so much experience at the department, especially having led the Air Quality Bureau and having worked on the emissions inventory. You know, the department is going to play a really important role on climate change moving forward and kind of on emerging challenges like renewable energy siting. And we believe that Acting Commissioner Loy Zim is extremely well qualified and versed to lead the department in tackling these kind of new and emerging challenges that they're going to play a critical role in facing for the state. And so, again, the Nature Conservancy offers our wholehearted support for Acting Commissioner Loy Zim, and we wish her the best. She takes over or continues to helm the department moving forward. So thanks for your time, and I'll leave it there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wood. I'm not seeing any additional folks who are planning to testify. Am I missing anyone? If so, raise your hand. I'm pretty sure we got to everybody. I think everyone left in the room is for our briefing. Okay, so now that all public comments have been taken by the committee, we will now proceed as follows. Any questions or comments about written testimony? Yes, Representative Tucker. You're on mute.
It might be a good idea to call and see if anyone is opposing the candidate or wishes to speak neither for nor against.
Does anyone wish to speak for, neither for nor against our candidate? I'm not seeing anyone. So now we will vote on the nomination and notify the President of the Senate pursuant to Title III, Section 157 and the Joint Rules. This vote must be taken within 35 days from the date of the Governor's written notice. The hearing of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources for Melanie Loizam of Manchester for appointment as the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection is closed. In accordance with the law, the committee may not take the vote on this nomination sooner than 15 minutes after the close of the public hearing, unless all committee members who are present agree. At this time, the chair will inquire whether any member present objects to proceeding to take the vote immediately. If there is no objection, the question pending before the committee is that the Joint Standing Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources recommend to the Senate of the 130th Maine Legislature that the nomination of Ms. Melanie Loizam of Manchester for appointment as the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection be confirmed in accordance with 3 MRSA Chapter 6, Section 157, and with the joint rules of the 130th Legislature. The vote will be taken by yeas and nays. A vote of yes will be in favor of recommending confirmation. A vote of no will be against the motion to recommend confirmation. Is the committee ready for the question? The committee clerk will take roll call.
Okay. Senator Brenner.
I vote yes.
Senator Brenner, yay. Representative Tucker.
Yes.
Representative Tucker, yay. Senator Bennett.
Yes.
Senator Bennett, yay. Representative Hanley.
Yes.
Representative Hanley, yay. Senator Carney.
Yes.
Senator Carney, yay. Representative Bell.
Yes.
Representative Bell, yay. Representative Bloom.
Yes.
Representative Bloom, yay. Representative Dudera.
Yes.
Representative Dudera, yay. Representative Gramlich.
Yes.
Representative Gramlich, yay. Representative Johansson. Representative Johansson, absent. Representative O'Connor.
Yes.
Representative O'Connor, yay. Representative Toole. Representative Toole, absent. Representative Ziegler.
Yes.
Representative Ziegler, yay. That will be 11 yays and 2 absent.
So 11 members of the committee having voted in the affirmative and no members of the committee in the negative. It is the vote of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources that the nomination of Ms. Melanie Loizam of Manchester for appointment as the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection be confirmed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.